Welcome to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and this podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It's Monday, May 10th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning to everyone. Happy Monday. I'm peeking out the window right now, and I see some clouds out there.
Yeah, it is, you know, just a little overcast this morning, but we're expecting a fantastic week. How did how did our Mother's Day weekend shape up?
Nice Mother's Day weekend. I think there was plenty of opportunity to be outside, get together with some family, maybe go for a walk, go to the park. It was nice. It was cooler, though. Temperatures, I think, were only in the lower to mid-60s on Saturday. And then Sunday, there was a few spotty showers. I know McMinnville had a little bit of rain and out towards Astoria. But overall, the weekend was just nice. Some clouds here or there. Cooler than what we've, you know, seen most of this spring. But it was a nice weekend for the moms, I think.
It was, yeah. Did you get to see your mom or celebrate with family? I know she's probably not in Oregon, right?
She's
back home.
She's back home. That's Illinois for me. But sent her some flowers, FaceTimed
well,
her,
nice.
Said hi, you know. Yeah. It's the best I can really do out, you know, from out here.
You know what? I was scanning the website for our icebreaker question, and I stumbled upon this one that was just worded in such a funny way. But I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to tell me your answer. So if you were a potato, how would you want to be cooked?
Wow.
So funny.
I would want to be baked, I think, as just a baked potato. I don't know. What do you mean? I mean, I can tell you some of the accoutrements.
I can't stop laughing at that. It's just like, why would you be the potato? Why isn't the question, if you had a potato, how would you cook it?
Yeah. It's so goofy.
It is. And it was just on this site of silly questions. So what a weird question. Maybe we won't go with that next time.
What does that say? We need someone to like break it down. What does that mean about us?
I know. It was on this, you know, kid website. And of course there were other questions like, what was your first job?
Yeah, I think but another that one question is really profound.
I know, right? So we'll have more in the weeks to come.
Yeah, tune in.
Oh man. All right, well, before we get more into the podcast, I want to bring up that May is Wildfire Awareness Month. So if you must burn, please plan ahead by checking the weather forecast and calling your local fire agency or air authority. And stay safe while burning by clearing a 10-foot radius around your burn pile and having the proper fire tools on hand. And stay at the fire at all times. Make sure it's completely out when done. And better yet, chip, compost, or haul your debris to a local recycling center. You can learn more at keeporegongreen.com. Thanks to our partners, Keep Oregon Green, for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, we've been really focusing on these type of topics, you know, on social media, making sure I'm retweeting, you know, how to put fires out. I know you're doing the same. Very important as we head into our wildfire season here.
Yeah, and I think as we focus in on drought, you know, the entire state as of last week is at 100% drought. There's some form of drought in every single area of Oregon. And I mean, we've seen horrible conditions before. And, you know, last year we went into the summertime with drought, and it really does have an impact on what our fire season looks like. And right now the outlook is above normal fire activity. So it kind of is spelling out the potential for a bad wildfire season. And all we can do is try to mitigate those moments where a massive wildfire can spread. And that is by clearing out your property, you know, keep a 10-foot perimeter around your house that has unburnable stuff. And, you know, that will help. So we can only do what we can because we can't predict a major wildfire right now, you know, in August or September, but we can do what we can to just be aware and mindful of the forecast.
Yeah, no doubt. And this week we have no rain in the forecast, so we're going to...
Yeah.
We'll see what it means for our drought conditions. It seems like every Thursday when that is put out, it gets a little worse, and areas go from, you know, abnormally dry to maybe moderate. Or so we'll see what another week does, but it doesn't look like we'll have much rain in the forecast this week. It will be warm and nice. It's going to be a pleasant forecast. There's no doubt about that, but it's going to be dry.
Yeah, I heard you saying over the weekend that it was very summer-like, and I agree. I think we're going to see some beautiful afternoons, and by Wednesday, I think we'll see temperatures kind of bump in towards 80 degrees possibly. So yeah. Real warm and dry this week, just some fantastic weather for outdoor activities.
Perfect for hiking. I had some photos of some lilacs shared with me, and I was like, oh, wow, I mean, this is a great time to just go out. We have wonderful parks around Portland, and then, of course, a lot of the communities up and down the Willamette Valley. So this is a great week to go outside and just enjoy it.
It is. And I think our snow levels have been hovering closer to the 8,000-foot mark, you know, 9,000, and even as we enter this week, above 10,000. That's a lot of warming for the slopes. And spring skiing is still going on at Timberline. It stopped at Meadows. But just talking about where the snow is, it is starting to melt. And I think folks should still keep in mind, if you do hit those higher elevated hikes, there's likely still snow up there. We're still not quite that point where we can head up and do backpacking trips. It's still snowy, still cold overnight. But I think we're close. June, July really kicks off that time of the year where you can hit those hikes that are at 4,000 feet, 5,000 feet out through the forest.
Yeah. And so no snowy roads. They should all be bare this week. They did get some snow Friday heading into the weekend. I saw some updates on that all the way down to, I think, about 5,000, 4,500 feet. But then through the weekend, you know, we slowed down. We didn't have much moisture. And it looks like this week we're back up to, you know, like you mentioned, 8,000, 10,000 feet. So...
Yeah,
That's about it.
Warming up.
Yeah.
So in general, we have a ridge of high pressure in place. It kind of sits through the middle of the week before it flattens a little bit, but it's just going to bring us dry conditions. So Monday, the forecast of 71 in Portland, which is just a notch above average temperatures for this point in May. And then we see a slow climb by the middle of the week, upper 70s, you know, 80 degrees possibly. Again, just some beautiful weather.
Yeah, temperatures continue to climb through midweek, and when we see temperatures in the upper 70s in, you know, April and May like we have been seeing, it's usually paired with dry conditions. And so it's easy to spot. Like when you see our 7-day forecast and you see our temperatures about 80 degrees, you're likely not going to see any sort of rain with it, and that's just the case. Eventually, like you mentioned, that ridge does kind of flatten out, and we're going to keep our eyes on maybe the weekend for some temperatures to, you know, maybe return to the 60s, but no major signs of rain still in the forecast.
That's right, and this is a good time to stop for a break, and when we get back, we'll talk about those rain chances over the weekend. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
The Coin 6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 weather, watching out for you.
And we're back. And again, pretty dry this week, but as we look towards the weekend, some models are pointing to a few signs of some light rainfall. I know, Joseph, you really weren't seeing much, you know, calling this weekend pretty uncertain.
Yeah, weather models were just up and down on what we can expect heading into the weekend, but the trend was maybe a little bit cooler, closer to our average, temperatures in the upper 60s, maybe the possibility for some rain. But it didn't look like it was going to be soaking or anything along those lines. It'd just be kind of similar to what we had this weekend, where we had some scrappy showers, very scattered and isolated showers, moving in on Saturday. I mean, something's got to cool us down, right? So it's probably going to be a little disturbance, but how much of an impact will it have on us? It just doesn't seem like it's going to be much. And then you had some updates maybe this morning about it.
Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it. There is one model, the Euro, that is most aggressive on bringing rain back into the region, probably late Saturday to Sunday now. And we're still 6 days out from this rainy event, this possible rain event. And the GFS, again, is the model that really isn't showing much. So it's just so uncertain. But I think the message, which you were mentioning, is that if we do see rain, it doesn't look like it's a lot. So the impact from any rain that arrives this weekend probably won't bring much relief to droughts. Or your yards and gardens and everything you've been planting, you'll probably still have to water. So it's just interesting how we haven't seen much rain at all this springtime. Both March and April were below normal. April going down as the driest April ever on record. Statewide drought. So it's just not looking good so far going into our May.
No, as of yesterday, we were over half an inch behind already for May. And looking at extended forecasts, there's not a lot of rain in the forecast. This may end up being our driest spring on record. I mean, that right now, if I was to bet on how our May was going to wrap up, it just doesn't seem like we're going to have much rain again for our May. It's like a persistent dry weather pattern all spring, and we just can't break it.
I know. And wow. I think it's great to see it at this point in the year, because it's still a point where being outside isn't too harsh. Like, the temperatures aren't too hot.
Right.
We're not seeing wildfire smoke to inhibit folks from going outside. It's like beautiful out.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a good point in the year to see no rain, as folks, you know, who are huddled indoors throughout winter time. We did see that crazy storm in February, so it's been a nice present, you could say, in certain ways, you know, depending on how you look at it, to see these dry conditions for a full week. But it is bittersweet, because we do have impacts as we continue with drought. I mean, there's a whole article I wrote last Friday, it's on coin.com, about the impacts of a drought. And it also includes recreational impacts. So maybe your favorite river that you like to fish on, or even just recreate in boats, and, you know, any sort of floating could be impacted by our drought as water levels decrease.
Right.
And also for farmers and crops and agriculture moving into summertime, they may have to purchase water. There may be water shortages. So there are a lot of impacts even to our economy that come from drought. So it definitely does impact the region. It's a big deal. And we hope to see more rain as we head into the rest of spring. But I think June is like our last month to get a substantial amount of rain on average before
right.
we just drop off those totals come July and August. So it's really not looking good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We still have June, and we have the end of May. Maybe ends up being very wet, and we really change up this weather pattern. But usually we think about, okay, July 4th, from that point on, it's kind of like we're probably going to be dry. So we have some time, but just the way the trend has been going, I don't have a lot of faith that we're going to see a lot of rain. And for such an outdoor area, I mean, we love the outdoors out here, but the rain is one of the reasons why we do. It really helps us, you know, kind of get into the spring with nice conditions, allows for all the things for recreation, as you mentioned. So we do have a loving relationship with rain as well, for us to be outdoors consistently, and we could use it. We really can. Like, my birthday is next week. I'm like, just rain. That's what I want. Like, just bring in the rain.
That's all I want for my birthday.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good birthday wish. I will say, it seems like we're on repeat. You know, there's like some deja vu with, oh, you know, like next month could be a very rainy month. I feel like we've been saying that since March.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe April will bring us rain. Maybe May will bring us rain.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really been that way. So I have lost a lot of faith. And just hoping doesn't really help. So, yeah, we just need that big pattern switch. We continue to see ridges of high pressure building in strength, you know, offshore, right along the West Coast, and, you know, just a big blocking pattern. So hoping to get that switch soon, you know, by summertime. So that's all we can do.
Yeah, so if you see some rain on Saturday, if you see some rain on Saturday, it's like,
you
all right.
Enjoy it.
This is a good sign.
Anything else you want to add, Joseph?
Really, the only thing I wanted to bring back up is just like, if you see supporting clouds today, they're probably going to be out of here for our Monday afternoon. We should have some sunshine. So our Monday is going to be a pretty nice day, but it definitely gets warmer as we head into our midweek. But no rain, just some morning clouds today, and we're good for the afternoon.
Yeah, should be nice. And much of this week, Monday through Friday, looking dry, partly to mostly sunny for most of the days. And yeah, that midweek warm up. So, Joseph, do you have a favorite day? You just want to pick one out of a hat?
Yeah, right. I'm going to go with Tuesday. I think Tuesday is going to be nice as we kind of build up. It should be a nice day. How about you?
Yeah, let's go with maybe Wednesday. We'll see if we can hit 80 degrees. So we'll watch that trend, and we'll also watch the weekend too for rain. So stay tuned to Coin Weather, and we'll catch you in our next podcast.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and this podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green.
Vandalism, violence, and homelessness are spiraling out of control.
The city of roses is now the city of trash and filth.
The Portland that I see now is not the Portland that used to be.
City leaders and a shrinking police force seem overwhelmed.
The fact of the matter is we are underpoliced in the city of Portland.
Coin 6 is taking a hard look at how one of America's most desirable cities fell so fast.
And what it will take to recover.
Is Portland over?
A Coin 6 special series, all this week at 6.